Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Well, it's Tuesday, guys, and we're fresh off the heels of just having been back from Disneyland.
This is so cute. You guys, I had the best time of probably my life yesterday experiencing all of Disneyland. It's wild. I have a lot to say about it.
Have you not been in a while?
No.
I hadn't.
I hadn't been in a long time, but I felt like everything had just really worked in our favor yesterday. So we got there. We got there at like 1 o'clock.
Nice.
So I was already nervous that it was a little bit late.
Yeah. By 1 o'clock, most of the fast passes were gone.
Gone.
For someone like me, if I wanted to add it to my existing ticket, most of them were gone. So I was like, oh boy. So I just went on like two things.
Did you?
That was it. And then everything else was like an hour plus to wait. So I was like, well, we could either do a lap around because I knew I had to be back by 6-ish because of a dog issue.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, we got there at 1 and we knew that we were going to go to dinner at 33. So we were like, whatever happens before this, who cares?
Right.
But my friend who I wanted to celebrate his birthday with, he is obsessed with Star Wars. Loves.
Mm.
So he was like, please, can we just go there first to make sure we make it happen? So I was like, whatever, may the force be with you. Let's go. So we go. The line is 65 minutes.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, this is the most important thing to you. So we'll just wait. Who cares?
Right.
We get a snack, this turkey jerky that literally I pulled a filling out. Like, that was not one of my highlights.
Mm.
And so as we're waiting in line, we start to wait in line. And Lisa goes, well, let me just go up there and see if we can do single rider because it's faster that way.
Yeah, it's what we did, yeah.
So the three of them go up there. I follow them. The guy's like, no, single rider's cut off. It's gotten too much. We're sorry. So I'm like, whatever. So I run back to get in line. Lisa runs after me. She's like, you'll never believe it. He's letting us in. He said he likes us. Let's go. The guy lets us completely cut the line. We wait in no line to get on this Star Wars ride. It was, the force truly was with us. We get on the ride.
Yes.
It was great. It was
what happens
wonderful.
On it? What is it?
Okay,
like
so
a roller coaster?
I'm the pilot. No, so you're in like this. Oh God, every Star Wars person is going to flip out that I don't know this.
It's no, called this
the
is good.
It's called the Millennium. It's not that.
That's right. No, that's right.
Not that.
Keep going. One
it's
more.
Called the. Right. Exactly. Yes.
Sure.
The minimum. It's like a spacecraft.
Got it.
Okay, so you're in the spacecraft, and it actually has a name. Sorry, everybody can't remember.
Like
the Millennium Falcon. The Millennium Falcon.
That's what I thought you were saying.
Yes, that's it. Couldn't get it out fast enough. I'm driving the thing. John's next to me driving it, and then Lisa and Gregory are the shooters.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really fun. You could tell it's the first time. There was a few little glitches, not a big deal. Who cares? However, we get out. There's saber light training.
Yes,
people have now signed up.
Oh, you can build your own lightsaber.
And
my roommate did.
They did, and they were in a war. Like they were being taught how. Whatever. I was like, worth going. So then we leave. We go into the Haunted Mansion. That line we did wait forever. We mm-hmm. waited about an hour, 10 minutes. Whatever. It was great. The Halloween experience was incredible. But then we went to 33. Okay. First of all, this is a gag though. When people say expensive, I feel like people need to understand where you are at in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because what is expensive to rich people is like, expensive!
Yeah.
To like normal people. It's also a 5-course meal.
What?
It's not a menu. It's like they hand you the menu and they're like, choose your 5 courses.
Yeah.
And we will be back later to bring
like
them all to you.
Civilized people. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So we're eating our food. We have a martini. We go outside. Not only is it fantastic, they do Halloween screams. So it's like a Halloween fireworks
show. How much was the bill?
I did not look. But, thankfully.
But you're feeling that it was more than you normally spend.
It was more than $500.
Oh. And with okay. that, it is time for some news on the beat because I'm getting the chills.
Listen, right. say, I did too. I was like stressed out. Okay, thank
so
you, Disneyland.
What are people talking about, Michaela Gordon?
All right, you guys, well, important news. President Trump is experiencing something he rarely has so far during his first term, GOP criticism. Republican lawmakers have joined in with their Democratic counterparts to condemn Trump's decision to pull U.S. troops out of northern Syria ahead of an expected invasion by Turkey. Now, it's widely assumed that Turkey will launch a military offensive against Kurdish troops. The Kurds are U.S. allies who helped in the fight against ISIS, but Turkey considers them to be a threat and has called one Kurdish militia a terrorist group. Turkey also plans to resettle 2 million Syrian refugees in a safe zone in that part of northern Syria. Now, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the decision only benefits Russia, Iran, and the Assad regime. Nikki Haley, Trump's former UN ambassador, says the U.S. is leaving its Kurdish allies to die. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham called it a shot in the arm to the bad guys. Trump pushed back on all of that, saying he wasn't on anybody's side in the conflict and warning Turkey that he would obliterate its economy if it did anything he considered off limits. All right, you guys, to our California people, almost 2 million people could be without power for as long as a week in Northern California if utility giant Pacific Gas and Electric goes ahead with a plan to switch off electricity. PG&E is considering doing this tomorrow in response to strong and dry winds that pose a fire threat in the area. PG&E equipment started the deadly 2018 campfire, a state investigation found, after a power line touched nearby trees. So the extreme measure of shutting off the power is being used to prevent future blazes. All right, you guys. Well, if you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday. You are celebrating with Bruno Mars, who turns 34 today. And Bella Thorne, she turns 22. We actually have a story about Bella Thorne. She is, she's much like Miley Cyrus. She is dating and taking on the field. So happy birthday, Bella Thorne. And Nick Cannon, we think he's so funny. He is turning 39. He is also the ex-husband of Mariah Carey, to help you remember most. All right, you guys, coming up this hour, what disgusting things are your food made of? At Disneyland, I questioned everything yesterday after our topic of how much feces could be in your food. And so now we're going to talk about what disgusting things your food is made of, coming up next.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
So yesterday we were talking about the list that was released of chefs and sort of the red flags of what to look for when you're dining. We covered that. We also talked about, you know, what the FDA allows in certain food products. But there's a couple things we missed. So I've got a little mini list here of 9 gross secrets about the food industry that you did not know before. Now, tell me if you've known any of these before, if you have any story or connection to this. White wine, you do not drink.
I will,
if
maybe, but honestly, Pinot Noir is my only, my go-to.
Okay, good, because white wine might contain an additive that's actually made from fish bladders.
Okay, first of all, why?
Well, apparently, dried isinglass is fairly a common additive ingredient used for clarifying wine and removing clouding and small residues. They're not plant-based filtering methods available as an alternative, but otherwise your wine might not be as vegetarian or vegan friendly as you once thought.
Tell you something, that is something I would not... That was the last thing I thought was going to be on the list.
This one's going to hurt
you. White wine.
Do you like a burger with like bun or lettuce wrap, or how do you do it?
Well, when I'm living my truth, yeah. A bun.
Yes, great. So you want it to be like a nice kind of like a like a nice fluffy.
Yeah, like a juicy burger with a juicy fluffy bun.
So your burger bun can actually contain an amino acid that comes from human hair.
Why would they contain that?
It's an amino acid usually extracted from human hair, likely gathered off the floor in a hair salon in China. And it's used to make commercial bread and buns really nice and fluffy.
First of all, if you're just tuning in, I want you to hear it says likely hair gathered off the floor of a hair salon in China to make commercial bread fluffy.
That's right.
That's disgusting.
That's
how would
the
you
list.
Even know it
this
made
is
it
the
fluffy?
Gross secrets about the food industry you never knew. How about the red food coloring in your candy? You ever have a red candy? Well, it's made from bugs. It's carmine is a type of red food dye that is made from I'm going to try to pronounce the insect name. This small beetle-like bug that are dried and dunked in alcohol solution to create this sort of like I'm not going to remember that. But it's like it makes this bright red pigment once you dip them in the alcohol solution.
So every hot tamale I've ever eaten Probably has a little bug.
Yeah, but the shiny layer.
Red hots.
Think about the shiny layer of apple. That, you know, when you go to the grocery store, it's a super shiny apple.
Love.
Yeah, but the shellac is a material used to add the protective film on fruit in supermarkets. And it's produced from the resin secreted by lac bugs.
I'm going to tell you a little story, and it goes like this.
The bugs are shining up your apples.
I literally am not a germaphobe, don't care. I'll pick something off the farmer's market and just eat it. Lisa gets so mad at me. She says we need to wash all of our fruits. Mm-hmm. Clearly, this is the reason why. I had no idea. Justin, our producer, showing us his apple. Did you wash it, Justin?
It's got some resin on it. He did not. So this is imitation vanilla. You know when you have like something vanilla flavored, perhaps like the vanilla you just ate in that latte?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that comes from replicating one of vanilla flavors compounds in a lab, and it's usually synthesized or created from a type of tree resin, which is basically just wood pulp.
That's not gross to me, though.
No,
that feels kind of natural, actually.
All right, number six, gummy bears are made of gelatin, which FYI is basically boiled animal skin, cartilage, and bones.
That's enough.
That's a gummy bear. What,
you're eating a gummy bear.
Which is skin, cartilage, and bones of an animal.
First of all, boiled animal skin, that just sounds disgusting. It just sounds terrifying.
But you add a little bug resin, turns it red, a little sugar, delicious gummy bear.
A little wood.
How about the egg on your sandwiches? You never get a Cobb salad and the egg is perfectly round.
Yeah, I love them.
That's something called an egg log, and it's an invention that allows the food industry to basically easily achieve the perfectly sliced egg every time. They make egg yolks and egg whites separately and then arrange them together in this log. And once they shrink wrap it and it's frozen, the eggs can be kept for upwards of a year.
I'm going to be honest with you. The thought of an egg log could literally make my stomach turn. The fact that you're just like long, that doesn't even sound natural. The eggs are natural.
They make them and they put them that way. How about you might think buying some whole wheat brown, you know, whole wheat bread, you might think that it's you might be careful because it's might be white bread that's actually just dyed brown unless you check the label for the words whole wheat or whole grain, because otherwise it's honestly, just probably white bread.
Oh my God, you guys, that's why I never lose weight when I eat wheat bread. It's just white bread with a hair dye.
Sometimes it doesn't even have to say, it could say like includes wheat or just, yeah, you have to check. And here's the good one. We talked about this yesterday, but just as a reminder, your peanut butter probably contains dead insects. It's allowed, according to the FDA, up to 30 insect parts per 100 grams.
I'm going to be honest
peanut butter
with you. Lisa's deathly allergic to peanut butter. So
she's just grossed out and lied.
Or she's just grossed out and lied. But I've had to cut back because I don't want to kill her. And honestly, this is the best thing she's ever done to me, is pulled me away from peanut butter with 30 insect pieces. That's crazy to me.
Totally allowed.
I'm still tripping off the wine. The white wine.
Yeah, with the preservatives. Well, we have to wonder where these things come from. You know what I mean? You ever wonder what all those other chemicals you can't pronounce, if they're made in a laboratory or if they're outsourced and just got a clever name, but they're really a derivative. Oh my God, why can't I speak this morning? But if it's really originally from like a gross place, like a beetle somewhere or beetle dung.
Ugh, you know what they offered yesterday when we went to go eat at 33? One of the courses
Escargot.
Yes.
Delicious.
And you know, I was like, stay away from me, and nobody at this table better order it.
Oh, I love it.
And then you could order frog legs.
That's right.
Why would you eat frog
Because it's Princess
legs?
And the Frog. It's like a French thing there. Isn't it a French restaurant? Escargot is French.
And listen.
Tastes like chicken.
The frog legs?
Yes.
Yeah. You have the...
Yeah. During Queer Eye days. Yeah.
Did you feel bad? I feel like I would feel bad. I used to collect frogs when I was little.
I used to have chickens, too. It never stopped you from eating chicken.
All right. First of all, you just attacked me personally. Whoa!
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Now, see, this is something that I really am excited to talk to you about, because conspiracy theories are your lane. You love that stuff. Let's talk about that movie, Orphan. I didn't see it, but my roommate was very obsessed with the story of it.
Right.
And recounted it to me, and I was just too creeped out to watch it. So in case our listeners didn't see Orphan, can you just kind of recap-ish what it's about?
Yeah, I didn't see the movie Orphan either. I'm definitely going to see it now, particularly following the story, but it's about a 33-year-old mentally ill woman who pretends to be a 9-year-old who gets adopted by a couple.
No.
And then proceeds to torment and manipulate the family until they collapse under the weight of her deceit.
Okay, first of all, the idea of nurturing what you believe to be a child for it to be an adult.
Okay, for
of chills.
Okay, gross. Right? Like the thought of that?
Because you and I would do that. Someone's like, you know, we're interviewing someone here on the Morning Bee. They're talking about how it's difficult to adopt out older children. You and Lisa get the pains in your heart. You meet this beautiful young girl. She immediately
Her parents got rid of her.
That's
also,
right.
Her adoptive parents got rid of her.
Yeah,
so now she really is nobody.
So now you and Lisa, you're heartbroken. You're like, oh my gosh, we have to do something. You the first hug, you're like, oh my God, this girl's so special. This is our daughter, right?
Yep.
You adopt this girl.
With your three other children.
Right.
Who you love and have birthed.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what's interesting. I just want to say there's a few things that kind of don't make sense to me now that I'm looking
at
this.
And so, by the way, the movie parallels a real life situation that we're about to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Because the story's very weird.
So it's this girl, it's Ukrainian adoptee Natalia Grace Barnett. The baffling question whether or not she's a teenager or if she's like a 30-year-old woman. The allegations about her relationship with her adoptive U.S. parents, Christine and Michael Barnett. The Barnetts were charged last month for allegedly just leaving her to fend for herself. Mm-hmm. In an Indiana apartment when they picked up their family and moved to Canada.
Now, here's what's interesting to me. They have three other kids, like we previously mentioned.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this photo, and it looks like they gave an interview on 60 Minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming that they are talking about their daughter, Natalia, from Ukraine.
But they weren't.
In fact, this is from 2010, talking about their son, who's a physics genius, Jacob Barnett, and all the achievements that propelled him to fame, which is just interesting to me. Like, this couple, they've got children, the boy's really smart, now they're on 60 Minutes, and now 8 years later, they're back in the news talking about a 9-year-old that they mm-hmm. now think could be a 33-year-old.
So you think they're attention junkies. Let me just give you a little more details and tell me if you still think this.
Yeah.
So basically, they adopted this girl after believing she was 6 years old from the Ukraine, and that she has a form of dwarfism, and the condition basically affects the bones in one spine. Results can be difficult breathing, early onset arthritis, and weak joint mobility. So they believe they have got a girl who has this condition. Now, like you said, they have three other children, one of whom, like you said, is the physics genius, Jacob, and so they became famous because of him. The Barnetts are claiming that they were duped by a Ukrainian woman posing as a child, and that they did their best to care for her given the circumstances. That's what they're claiming.
Mm-hmm.
They gave an interview with the Daily Mail, and they claim that basically soon after the adoption went through, that Natalia started behaving in ways that led her, the mom, to suspect she was not actually born in 2003. As her Ukrainian birth certificate stated, but that she was actually born years before that. Now, according to the mom, Christine, Natalia was speaking in advanced vocabulary and showing signs of what looked like period-stained blood on her underwear, which would lead the parents to believe that she was at least 14 or something around the time. Over the next year, apparently, Natalia's mental health began deteriorating, and Christine's alleging to the newspaper that Natalia threatened to stab her and her husband Michael while they slept, that she once poured bleach her coffee and even tried to push her into an electric fence.
Now, here's what's interesting, because now you listen to what the police say, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The police are saying that Christine and Michael have now since been divorced. They've separated. They're not together.
Okay.
They were charged on September 11th.
Uh-huh.
And although Christine told the Daily Mail that the bone density test conducted pegged her to be 14, that the probable cause affidavit reviewed, it stated that Dr. Riggs at the Peyton Manning Children's Hospital mm-hmm. estimated that same year that she was approximately 8 years old. And the police are saying, no, it looks like
she's at least kind of underage minor.
A young child.
Yeah.
So then it makes me feel like now if we're getting into conspiracy, none of this is making sense. These people obviously like attention, as we see from the 60 Minutes interview in 2010.
Right.
Were they trying to create an orphan situation themselves for even more attention?
They got us talking about it.
Right?
Yeah.
I just can't imagine an older woman coming from the Ukraine being tested her bone density and it coming that she may just be 14. Even if she, and with the spotting of the period, she could be 10. She could be 9. There are young women who start their periods at 9 years old.
Well, the Barnetts pled not guilty when they were charged on September 27th for basically abandoning a minor. Michael Barnett has filed a motion to dismiss both counts of felony neglect of a dependent because they believe that she's a grown-up.
Well, here's what's interesting now. Now everyone's like, how old is she?
Right.
What is she doing?
Right.
So she's living with the man's family, another family in Indiana now. Okay. Not on her own.
Mm-mm.
And
but have a lock on that door.
But, oh my God, get hello.
The nanny cam, the nest.
All of it. But because adoption cases are sealed by the courts in the state of Indiana, we don't know how old she is. We won't know how old she is. And we're not sure even her mental state. Like, if she is actually a little bit crazy, if she's not crazy, if she's tormenting the family.
If she will put bleach in you and try to stab you, maybe.
But I'm going to say this. Do you think a family would take her on if they felt
unsafe
or that she was truly a 30-year-old woman? Like, yet another family has taken her on? I'm telling you.
Listen, if she's a 30-year-old woman and she still has some kind of special needs, that's a different scenario. She still needs a caretaker.
Right.
I get that. But if she is a child and not believed, and she specifically has this issue of dwarfism and has, you know, perhaps chronic pain or arthritis, and she's a child going through those kinds of things, that's got to be really hard to not have someone not believe you.
Yeah. It's just so weird to me. You know what?
First
I'm going to say Christine and Michael Barnett are liars. Yeah, I've said it.
Honestly,
allegedly.
It's hard for me not to, I kind of side with you on this.
Yeah, trying to find that fame.
I don't know.
All right, you guys, well, listen, coming up, we've got What's Poppin' serving you all the tea. Find out what very iconic television host could possibly be saying goodbye due to his health. Coming up next.
So now, listen, anything J-Lo gets my ears perked up, so it's about to be time to spill the tea and what's popping. So, Michaela Gordon, what is popping?
All right, you guys, well, we have a lot of great news, particularly about J-Lo. We love her,
but what's interesting last time you asked me about her, you made me nervous.
I know I did. I like to make you nervous. So this is interesting, and I hate this about Hollywood. She's getting sued for $150,000 right now.
Which is a lot of money.
Yeah, girl, because she posted a photo of A-Rod.
Her husband.
Her soon-to-be husband on her Instagram.
Wait, they didn't get married yet?
Not yet. Celebrated their engagement party. It was beautiful. But she posted a photo of him in 2017 that the paparazzi took. And so the paparazzi is suing her.
So she just basically scrolled down the Rolodex of pictures of A-Rod, posted a picture, didn't cite the photographer because she just thought it was a picture. Turns out it had copyright laws that the photographer
paparazzi
owned,
can literally take your photo,
put it somewhere, and sell it.
And then sell it. Yes.
Wow.
Is that insane?
It's insane.
Yeah. So I hope
you
they
do that
lose.
To me all the time. I mean, honestly, I could barely make it to work without the paparazzi chasing me down the streets.
They're obsessed with you. All right, you guys. Well, listen, this is in very sad news. I grew up watching this show with my papa. I love it. But unfortunately, Alex Trebek's Jeopardy career may soon be over as he continues his battle with pancreatic cancer. He said, I talk to the producers about this all the time. And if his health doesn't get any better, he's going to have to say goodbye after 35 years of hosting Jeopardy.
So what you're saying is there's an audition in my future?
Yes. No. Also, let's take a listen.
The thought of the pancreatic cancer does not frighten me.
You're not afraid of dying?
No. No. Not afraid of dying.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think you can replace Alex Trebek? I mean, I was making a joke, but I don't think it's as simple as, you know, like any of the daytime shows like Price is Right. Maybe that people felt that way about Bob Barker, but Alex Trebek, I don't know if the show would be the same.
No, it wouldn't be. To me,
you'd have to redo everything.
Even after Bob Barker, when he left, I still don't like this show. It still just isn't the same.
It's a different vibe,
Yeah, it's so unfortunate, and I'm so sorry to Alex Trebek. That breaks my heart.
That breaks my heart, too.
I know.
I mean, that's one of the people that I grew up with in television as a kid. Wow.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, finishing up What's Poppin', this is amazing. So Tyler Perry has created, and it's actually quite emotional. He created an entire studio complex in Atlanta, and he's brought on a lot of people to celebrate with him, like Beyonce and Oprah and Whoopi Goldberg. He even named sound stages after some of these very iconic people. But one that was very surprising was Spike Lee, because Spike Lee and him have had feuds in the past. Spike Lee at one point called his Madea franchise coonery buffoonery. Ooh. Thought it was not good at all. Ooh, ooh. But they have since made up. Mm-hmm. And Tyler Perry's trying to make an example of it. And he's just trying to say, listen, like, this is important to me. He created a 330-acre large studio on a former Confederate Army base.
You know what's incredible about that is Spike Lee is the legitimate, black director of Hollywood who just recently got his first Oscar after giving mm-hmm. us all this incredible work. Of course you would think that Tyler Perry films were trash. Yeah. But the truth is, Tyler Perry is an undeniable force in the Hollywood scene. He's made more money making movies than many people who've been in the game a lot longer. And he also named a studio after Whoopi Goldberg.
Yep.
The property is much larger, I think, than Sony and MGM put together, they were saying.
But
so it's
imagine
good.
Also taking your power back. I mean, building on a former Confederate
100%.
Grounds. It made me emotional.
Symbolic.
You're watching black royalty take their land back, take their power back. Listen, I think what he's doing is amazing.
Just knowing that there'll be more diversity on TV, that at least what you're seeing will reflect real life
in
your communities.
Yes.
Good for him.
All right, you guys. Well, that's it for What's Popping this hour. Now, coming up next hour, a social media star is facing backlash over trans comments, and California takes a huge step in fighting against HIV. We will have that all for you coming up the next hour.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Who'd you say your crush was? Who's your crush? Go ahead.
First of all, we have to say it in context.
Okay.
So you said,
yes,
we're going to dinner tomorrow.
Yes. With
Kamala Harris.
There's an event, a private event with Kamala.
But there's just going to be a few of us and Kamala.
Right. And by a few, it might be literally 75 people. But it's invite only.
Well, I'm going to wear something flashy so I make sure she looks at me.
But presentable.
Maybe.
Because we have to get her on the show.
Might take my top off. I don't know.
Oh,
so I tell my friends, I was like, oh my God, you guys, I'm going to see Kamala on Wednesday. I'm very excited. She is my crush, the love of my life. I can't wait. And Lisa literally looked at me dead face and said, didn't realize we've moved to crush now.
Oh, where were you before? What did she think?
I said, Lisa, what did you think this was? It's always been a crush. We're in love. And she was like, I'm sorry. Okay, didn't.
Why
no, it escalated.
So hard to date. What's wrong with you?
Girl, because if she was like, okay, first of all, I would never say such a thing if she was like, actually, I would. It's honestly, this is who I am.
Let me ask you a question. If Kamala Harris, presidential candidate, is your crush, who is Lisa's crush that you can drag Lisa for? Does she not have
Lisa
one?
Lisa loves.
Who? I'm dying to know.
Ariana Grande.
Honestly, that's why Lisa and I get along so well.
She loves the ponytail.
Let me tell you something. That's why I'm going to send her a picture right now.
Troll her.
I was Harry Ana Grande one Halloween. Yeah.
Everyone trolled her right now.
Ariana Grande with a beard. That's who I was.
Let me tell you something. When she told me that Ariana Grande was her crush, I never wore a tighter, higher ponytail. Like, I acted like it didn't matter to me.
That's honestly the mystery of the spray tan.
Yes.
That's why. And now that you like Kamala, you're like, that's offensive. I'm not going to have a spray tan when I
meet
Kamala.
No, I can't. Well, I am. I have to look good for Kamala. But I've never worn a tighter, higher ponytail. I didn't know. And then yesterday, I wore a ponytail at Disneyland.
Yeah.
I came out of the bathroom. I went there with my hair down. I came out of the bathroom with my hair in a ponytail. Lisa literally stopped everything she was doing,
mm-hmm.
pervert, grabbed me, and was like, you are so hot with that pony.
Honestly?
And I was like, yeah.
You need a ponytail.
She loves a pony.
Oh, you need just, yeah, but like a little snap-on with human hair. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
like
this is what
like
we need.
A real long, obnoxious one.
Yeah.
Just put it on when you're wanting her to act up.
Wait, I want to know who your celebrity crush is currently.
I don't know if I have a celebrity crush.
Why are we whispering?
Because I feel we don't want people to know.
I know.
We should go to some news on the beat. Okay, Michaela Gordon, what are people talking about?
Oh, God, how do I go from such an amazing thing to Trump? All right, President Trump is experiencing something he rarely has so far during his first term, GOP criticism. Republican lawmakers have joined in with their Democratic counterparts to condemn Trump's decision to pull U.S. troops out of northern Syria ahead of an expected invasion by Turkey. It's widely assumed that Turkey will launch a military offensive against Kurdish troops. Now, the Kurds are U.S. allies who helped in the fight against ISIS, but Turkey considers them to be a threat and has called one Kurdish militia a terrorist group. Now, Turkey also plans to resettle 2 million Syrian refugees in a safe zone in that part of northern Syria. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the decision only benefits Russia, Iran, and the Assad regime. Now, Nikki Haley, Trump's former UN ambassador, says the U.S. is leaving its Kurdish allies to die. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham called it a shot in the arm to the bad guys. Trump pushed back on all of that, saying he wasn't on anybody's side in the conflict and warning Turkey that he would obliterate its economy.
Not
if
obliterate.
It did.
Girl, why? Why are these words?
Why? Obliterate. He would obliterate their economy, and he considered it off limits. You know what, Trump? We can't stand you, so we're going to go to something very fun. If you are celebrating a birthday, you are celebrating with wonderful people like Bruno Mars turning 34.
I like that guy.
Let me tell you something. I can't figure out if I thought he was older or younger, but 34 wasn't the age I thought he was. Maybe I felt like he was older because he's had such iconic hits and his music is so effective. You know, it took him, what did I read? It took him a couple years to finish Uptown Funk. That wasn't like a one-hit quit. It took him like 2 years to create that song. So we respect him so much as a musician. Also, porn star director herself, Bella Thorne. Coming in hot at 22 years old.
She did an art film that happened to have sex in it, put it on Pornhub. I mean, do we think this will impact her career in modern day if Kim Kardashian West began her career with an involuntary sex tape that went viral? Then she was on the cover of Vogue afterwards. So, I mean, do you think that overt sexuality can keep your career back?
Let me tell you something. It's interesting that you just phrased that question like that because we have a story literally coming up next about a social media star who's facing backlash over trans comments. And some think it is just to stay relevant and using their sexuality to do so. And we're talking about it coming up next.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Can I tell you something? I love me some Gavin Newsom.
He's so fine.
I've liked him forever. When I was doing Queer Eye, of course, he was still a politician in California, and I was in San Francisco, and he would show up to every major queer event, including Prides and AIDS walks, and I had so many moments with him back in the day. I wonder if he'd remember me. But anyway, California, we stand with you today. We're very proud that California makes PrEP and PEP available without prescription. Now, in case you don't know what PrEP is a once daily pill that you can take, and it has a 99% success rate on fighting HIV, meaning if you're HIV negative and you take PrEP every day, then it's almost impossible for you to get the disease on the drug. And PEP, P-E-P, that is basically a pill you take after you think you might have been exposed to HIV and you weren't on PrEP. You take PEP after, and the drug must be taken within 72 hours after exposure, and you take it for 28 days, and it basically helps you not contract the virus if you thought you were exposed. Perhaps, let's say, God forbid, you were raped or something, they would give you PEP for 28 days after to make sure that, you know, that nothing bad, that you wouldn't become HIV positive. So both of those things, basically the morning after pill and the gay men like pregnancy, birth control pill, are now available without prescription. This is an incredible step toward defeating HIV/AIDS as we approach AIDS Walk coming up in just a couple weeks here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. This is pretty amazing.
I mean, it's life-saving. Do you know what I'm saying? I had to go get a prescription the other day that was so expensive. Mm-hmm. And it's not life-changing. It's not life-saving. I just needed it. Mm-hmm. And it was so expensive. And I made the decision to get it because, I wanted it because it's going to help with, you know, my face, and I'm excited about it.
The rosacea thing.
It's rosacea cream.
How much was it without insurance?
Without insurance, without discounts, without anything, it would have been like $300.
Mine was like 14, 11, whatever my copay was.
Right.
So the same thing, you and I have the same rosacea thing, yeah.
But if I didn't have the discounts, if I didn't have all the A, B, and C, And that's just, you know, to help like rosacea on your skin.
Could
imagine you go.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I'm finally going to come to terms with the fact that like, I should probably do this. It's in the benefit of me. You get there and they drop a bomb on you that it's so incredibly expensive or that like, you cannot afford.
If you don't have insurance and you need to go to see a physician first to get the prescription.
Oh, please.
And you're like, oh, geez. Listen, if you live in California, there are ways where you can get on PrEP for free or almost free. I know that for sure. And there's a bunch of great organizations like Impulse Group, which do that. Obviously, I just want to applaud Gavin Newsom for signing this bill. Yeah, it was the SB 159. That was the bill that got signed into law. Equity, you know, California, Equality California, Rick Zaber, he weighed in as well. He said, with Governor Newsom's signature, this is a giant step forward in getting to zero transmissions, meaning zero new people contracting HIV, zero deaths, and zero stigma. Because the truth is, if you provide people with a better tool than a condom, this PrEP pill, and if you have PEP, which is, oh my God, whoops, I made a mistake, I had unprotected sex, I think I was exposed, I don't know my partner's status, can I take that pill? It is life-saving, and we can end the rate of infections, or at least slow it down dramatically, because in this day and age, there doesn't need to be new infections. We're educated enough, and we know how the virus is basically eradicated from the body, and we know how to stay alive longer.
Yeah, well, and it's not like we're asking for something crazy. We're just asking for a life changing drug that could help us safely have sex.
Yeah, and just live our best lives. Yeah. You know, I think here's the other thing too, for people who are HIV negative, wanting to date people who are HIV positive, the stigma for years was, oh my God, you're going to get it. Well, now that you have things like understanding that if someone is HIV positive and adhering to their meds, they're basically untransmittable. They can't give you the virus even if they wanted to.
Yeah.
So then you have PrEP on top of that. Well, the negative person takes PrEP. The positive person is undetectable. You literally have a consensual, normal, healthy sex life without the fear of transmitting the virus. And that's the generation we're living in. And that's the important thing that we need to start putting out into the universe to take away the stigma around those living with HIV and AIDS so that they can not face the discrimination that they can. Even social discrimination. Can I tell you something? I was at a friend's house. And I was with, and someone referenced someone like, oh, he's so hot. And they're like, oh, but he's positive. Oof, I would never. And I'm like, aren't you all in this room on PrEP? And like, yeah, girl, I ain't trying to test it. That's stigma. Yeah. That is the stigma attached to the virus that it makes no sense. It's not locked into any truth. And I think that's the hard thing for folks. You know what I mean?
It's just hard to be honest about where you're trying to come from and ask for help.
And by the way, big props again to Equality California for crafting this bill and for Governor Newsom for signing it into law.
All right, you guys. Yes, great news for us. Now, we want to remind you, coming up in the show in the next hour, Vassy is joining us.
I love it.
We love her so much.
Her voice is insane. She's from Down Under.
Yeah.
We try to do an accent to every... When we... One more time.
Want to try it again?
Yeah, here we go. She's from Australia, and she's got a bit of an accent, but she's... we love her. We play her music all the time on Channel Q. Kind of good.
Is that...
I think that's
is it. Is that it?
Yeah, that's all.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
Welcome back to the new Channel Q. It is time for What's Poppin', the best in pop culture news. So, Michaela, what is poppin'?
All right, you guys. Well, if you are listening, it is.
That's my favorite thing you've ever said on the station since we opened. Guys,
literally, it's all I say. If you guys are listening. I mean, obviously, you guys are listening. I just feel like saying it.
I actually kind of, honestly.
You know why? Because it's surprising people listen. I'm like, thank you so much. I'm so happy.
Actually,
I love you.
Actually, it's a good name for a new segment. You know the things that you hear
all the time. Are you listening?
But things you hear all the time, but are you listening?
Yeah,
if you guys are listening, and then
Yes, I love that.
You say it all the time. Let's do it.
I know. I'm just happy we have listeners. Listen, Channel Q. We love you. All right. So that's some of Game of Thrones, which we love. And we love Maisie Williams. But she's opening up. Now, she played Arya Stark. As you guys know, if you're true fans,
she's
you already know
girl.
That. Yeah, she did an 8-year run. But she said she really dealt with a lot of body dysmorphia. It was very interesting for her because she says she thinks that when you're a young actress, it's really exciting. exciting and you really want to look grown up, but her whole appeal was looking very young.
She's supposed to play young,
She had to play young and she had to play very boyish. And so when she was filming, they would bind down her breasts and they would dirty up her face and they would enhance her nose. And so for those 6 months, she said she even felt a bit shameful because she didn't recognize herself and it wasn't necessarily how she wanted to look.
I'm going to do the same thing to you.
Yeah, never. I would don't even try it over here.
Bind your breasts.
No.
Expand your nose.
I love it.
And dirty up your face.
That sounds kind of kinky, actually. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, you guys, in other news, this story continues to stay wild. Now, we have followed Lori Loughlin forever and her husband and Felicity Huffman.
But
she was sentenced for 14 days and a big old fine. But apparently, they're going to go much harder on Lori Loughlin. That's what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. But they said at the end of the day, we thought the 1 month was proportional for Felicity. They think that 2 weeks was also reasonable. We're happy they thought of a thoughtful sentence and they're sending a clear message.
But with
Lori, they're not.
There's been a couple other people sentenced and they've been sentenced per the money that they.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So Lori Loughlin had $15,000 donation or
$500,000 to admissions.
Sorry. Felicity Huffman only had 15.
Only had 15,000.
So they've been basically, giving people sort of longer sentences who really cheated the system with more money.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Well, they're saying if she's found guilty, she's going to jail no matter what. For how long, we're not sure. But I think she's going to go to jail too. I think that they're going to make an example out of all of them.
Who will play her in the Lifetime? Well, they already did a Lifetime movie, but didn't do her. They did a based on actual events.
The role shall go to me. I will play Lori Loughlin. No, I don't know. I don't know who would play good. Maybe her daughter. She looks just like her. Okay, that was too far. I went too far. Okay, finishing off what's popping. Nick Jonas is going to be the new coach on The Voice.
Okay.
Season 18. And he's already talking smack to Blake Shelton.
He has been performing since he was 13, 12.
Yeah.
He's toured the world stadium style.
Listen, I think it's the best way to go. He talked about it on the Ellen DeGeneres show. He'll be joining in the spring of 2020. And he said, hey, Blake, get ready because I'm going to kick your ass. So it'll be so fun to see one of the Jonas Brothers joining The Voice. It'll be iconic for them. All right. Coming up, speaking of singers and The Voice, we've got The Voice joining us in the next hour. Vassy, you hear her, you love her here on Channel Q, and she's joining us to talk about her new single and her performance in Vegas Pride this weekend. We're going to ask her what the inspiration was behind this naughty little song she wrote. So stick around for the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
What's up, Melania Trump?
You know what?
You just gave me resting Melania face.
Because you know why? Because I'm thinking, and when I really think and I'm irritated about something, I get a little squinty eyes.
So, you know, the social media influencer, Trisha Paytas, came out recently as trans. And during the break, we were listening to Gigi Gorgeous, who is openly trans, big YouTube personality, just like Trisha.
Right.
I would say, you know, Gigi's got a larger base. That being said, Gigi's always been open about being trans and her journey, explicitly sharing the very, very dramatic highs and lows.
The bad.
And apparently they're friends. They spoke. They had a conversation. And just before we came to break, you and I were listening to the part where she talks about what happened on the phone call.
Right.
I think we'll throw it into what's popping or something later in the show.
Absolutely. We can make what's popping and do a whole segment we talked about it earlier.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
And I found myself being very offended by what she's doing.
Well, here's what it is. It's a cisgendered woman who is a social media influencer who basically tried to say in a video, fumbled over her words, that she's coming out as transgender. She's saying she was a female. She's a man born in a female's body.
Uh-huh.
She loves the pageantry of being a female, but she more considers herself male.
Right.
And the extra is her version of performing in drag.
Well, and she has officially confirmed she is transgender from female to male. That's what Gigi said was she was able to confirm on the phone that Trisha said, it's not clickbait, I am transgender.
And it's not
that's
a physical,
where we left it.
Right, it's not a physiological definition. It is how she identifies on her insides.
Right. However, it's interesting because she also talked about how people were partially in transition and fully in
transition.
Because
Trisha doesn't have the language yet, yeah.
She doesn't have the language yet, but by her own means of transitioning, she is not transitioned. She doesn't have any of the...
She didn't make any amendments to her body.
Right.
Yeah.
It's interesting. This story is going to get wild. I also know that Let's Go There is talking about it with Shira and Ryan later on this afternoon, if you can tune in and hear their perspective. Because it's just, it's interesting that it's coming up now, especially with so much being around the trans community. Today is the first hearing for our trans community, the stories that we were talking about.
The woman who, the trans woman who got fired from the funeral home.
Right, yeah.
So, you know what? This is interesting. I'm curious to see our very own Char, who comes on to drop the subject and also Let's Go There. I wonder what she thinks about this topic, specifically about, you know, people who come out as trans and perhaps, you know, prior to that, we're living a very not normal, but very binary life. Interestingly enough, that story is going to, like you said, continue to expand.
Keep talking about it. It's so juicy. I'm like, tell me more.
The thing to talk about now is some news on the beat. So I'm Michaela Gordon. What are people talking about?
All right, guys. Well, this is actually, speaking of concerning, who killed Joshua Brown and why? Mysteries are surrounding the killing of Brown, who testified in the murder trial of former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger. He was gunned down Friday at his apartment complex in Dallas, just 10 days after he was a key witness in Geiger's trial. Now, Brown lived across the hall from Bob and Jean, the man Geiger killed after she walked into his apartment and claimed she thought she was in her own home. Brown, who had been shot before, was a reluctant witness. Police have not made an arrest in Brown's killing. It's not clear whether the killing is related to Brown's court testimony or his previous shooting. All right, guys, to our California folks, almost 2 million people could be without power for as long as a week in Northern California if utility giant Pacific Gas and Electric goes ahead with a plan to switch off electricity. PG&E is considering doing this tomorrow in response to strong and dry winds that pose a fire threat in the area. PG&E equipment started the deadly 2018 campfire, a state investigation found, after a power line touched nearby trees. So the extreme measure of shutting off the power is being used to prevent future blazes. All right, well, if you're celebrating a birthday, first and foremost, happy birthday to you. You're celebrating in great company because it's Bruno Mars's birthday. He's turning 34 years old, and you've got Bella Thorne,
did you
porn
think
director.
Bruno Mars, older or younger than 34? That just hit me weird.
Yeah, we said that in the last.
You thought older?
I don't know if I thought he was older or if he was younger, but I didn't think 34.
He's that Ukrainian little girl.
God, that's who it is. The investigation is over.
Bruno Mars is actually 16, posing as an adult.
Open the documents.
He's so handsome, though. I love him.
He's so handsome. And he's so beyond talented. There's nobody like him, truly.
I want to be his Cardi B so bad.
I know.
I want to do a video with him and just kind of bop around.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for him to
do you know who else
hits.
I want to do a video with?
Go on.
Vassy. Mm. She is an Australian pop diva, dance vocal artist who has had so many top charting hits. She honestly, like, I feel a little friendly with her because I saw her at San Diego Pride. She remembered me. She remembered you.
I love that.
I know. We love people who remember us.
Yeah, that's exciting.
But also, insane
even
singer.
Even when my grocery clerk does, I'm like,
and
thank you.
She's going to be in studio with us. Like, she's coming in.
Cannot wait. You're going to want to tune into our social media so you can make sure to see her beautiful face interviewing with us. Coming up next, it's Vassy.
If you listen to The Morning Beat, you know how head over heels I personally am, and Michaela is as well, for that singer, Vassy. She is live in studio with us right now. Now, listen, Vassy kind of rose to fame with the collaboration you did with Guetta and Showtek on the song Bad, which became 7 times double platinum, established you, honestly, as the electric dance music diva that you are. The vocals are insane. Welcome back to The Morning Beat, Vassy.
Hi, guys.
Okay, first of all, I'm not going to do this to you, but I'm doing all of it to you.
Go.
She comes in here.
Yes.
This face is beat honey.
Gorgeous
face.
The
ponytail, tight.
Yes.
Pulled.
Right.
Then she has the audacity to come in here with this Chanel bag, baby, that I will absolutely be stealing.
Well,
and then I'm going to put your sneakers on your Chanel shoes and run out of here with those shoes on. You are such a look. You're an icon at 8 in the morning. I want you to know that.
Let's talk about your career because you have so many accomplishments, but you do travel the world, and we are ragging on you because we were talking about as performers, we rarely allow ourselves the opportunity to pamper or to proper self-care because our job is always entertaining others. So what are your more fun, decadent things that you allow yourself to kind of embrace, if it's a nice, naughty meal, or what is it for you that kind of like a treat for yourself?
Yeah. By the way, I just want to say, putting makeup on at 7 a.m. or 6:45 a.m. yeah. is not a pleasant.
Tell me about it. I look like trash sometimes when I come in here. I'm like, I'm not putting makeup on. And then people don't recognize me when I do. The people in the office that I've been working with for a year, they're like, oh, she's a... Oh,
it feels unnatural, you know, and you really struggle, and there's a part of you that's hesitant, and you're like, you know, no, I don't need to go all out, and then you're like, no, that's not going to be a good look.
No, you look beautiful. Now, tell me how you pamper yourself, because we were talking last night, I had a really nice meal, and I feel like so often... we as a society don't just embrace the fabulousness that sometimes we get to experience or have, or we feel guilty. And so we were messing with you, of course, with your gorgeous bag. But even when I carry my gorgeous bags, or Jay does, we're like, yeah, no, we're kind of fierce. I mean, is that your like guilty pleasure?
I just work hard, and I don't really splurge, to be honest. It's very rare when I do.
Me too.
And yeah, and I just, and every now and then I'll do a little something, and it's really for myself. And I'm pretty low key about it, except, you know, the reason I brought that one is because I shoved all those t-shirts in there. And
also, she brought us t-shirts with the lyrics of some of her songs. I mean, mm-hmm. it's so good. Mine was Rejections Are Redirections, which is so powerful.
Okay,
I love that.
Mine's great too. Mine says, why does it feel so good to be bad?
Of course, he wanted that.
That's
one.
Mine,
naturally.
Yeah.
Naughty.
Yep. Naughty.
Speaking of bad.
Yes.
You have a new single,
yes.
which we're screaming for. Talk to us about Trouble.
Well, I used to be bad, and now I'm just Trouble. I'm really excited about Trouble because it's such a cool, playful song. The single's just been out for less than 2 weeks now, and we've had such a great start. It's getting embraced really well at radio,
yeah.
which I'm so excited about because, you know, you guys have been on this journey with me mm-hmm. since Bad, actually, which
yeah.
is the song with Getter and Secret. With Tiesto, and now I'm finally able to, you know, do more Vassy records, and this is
sure.
part of this new journey.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're just joining us, we are with one of our favorite artists here that we play in Q all the time, Vassy, Billboard Top Charter. So when you partner with these different producers, how does the song come? For a lot of us, sometimes it's just like a guitar. Does it work the same way when it's electronic music? How do you craft a song with these big sort of DJ producer guys?
Well, first you write this. I write the song. Whether I write it on my own or with a co-writer, I love writing with other writers. It's fun. It's you know, it's kind of lonely doing it on your own.
Mm.
But first you write it, and I always write the hook first. I always start with the beef of the song, and then flesh it out. And once I have some sort of concept, an idea, I then think about which producer I'd like to work on producing it with. I always I'm involved in that part of it. I always have so many ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
So on this one, I reached out to Dan Muckler, who I love. He's a pop producer based mm-hmm. in Nashville, and yeah. he's worked with Tiesto, Selena Gomez, Backstreet mm. Boys, Echo Smith, just so a lot of pop groups, actually. But he's such a great producer, and we went back and forth through Nashville and LA.
Sure.
And we did this, but every song's different. You
yeah.
know? Every song has its own.
How you pitch, so you guys know this better than me, but like, is it like asking someone out on a date? Like, how do you ask someone, I wrote the song and I'm just wondering if you want to also create this love child with me,
yeah.
AKA a hit song? Mm-hmm.
Well, when I called Calvin Harris. No,
yes, honey. She's like, Tiesto and I go way back, actually. Best friends.
Didn't get
no, really.
People I know, it's easier. I mean, you know, I'm sure if I had a hot hit record and I send it over to Getter, and
sure.
I know how he is. Like, when he's excited about something, it's like 3 seconds. He's like, oh, I love this.
Got
Let's
it.
Do it, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't send it until I know, okay, I got something. When I know people, it's a more of a personal approach. Just like I'd call you, or
sure.
we'd be like, hey, let's go have coffee or whatever.
Right, we actually are having coffee after this,
She's
going to be my best friend, whether she likes it or not. Speaking of best friends, I do not get the chance to go to Vegas this weekend, but our Poppy Rodriguez does, because he's coming to see you perform mm-hmm. at Vegas Pride. It's also National Coming Out Day on Friday, the same
day
as your Trouble music video. Did you know that?
No,
you're just so connected to the gays. You were like, this is the right time. National Coming Out Day.
We put out the APB. We're like, Vassy shall see this.
Yeah, it's like Batman, but it's Vassy. It's just a V.
It's just a channel. Q cute logo with a V in the background. Yeah, I agree.
I love that. You know, you and I have this thing. You were with me. San Diego Pride. Yeah. Now Vegas Pride.
I'm a groupie. I just weasel my way in.
I think we have a. We're just going to be rocking all the prides.
Yes.
Well, now we've got to get you to the next one.
I keep telling her. Yeah. So, what can fans expect when they come see you this weekend?
So on Friday night, I'm going to perform all my hits, and then I'm going to do a special. It'll be the first time I'm actually performing it for the first time and airing it for the first time, the new music video to Trouble, because it premieres this Friday.
That's so cool.
I think actually, I'm not allowed to say who, but well, am I? Not really, probably not. I won't do it.
Maybe just give us the exclusive and say
Someone's premiering it, okay. Obviously, and then it's going to be live on Spinning's YouTube channel, which they have over 30 million subscribers.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about it. We shot it on the weekend.
Okay.
And it premieres this Friday, and I'm going to perform it for the gays.
And this is just going to be on the main stage, Pride in Vegas.
Yes.
Fantastic.
10:30 p.m. I'm on.
On Friday.
Now, if somebody hasn't gotten the chance to experience a Vassy performance, what can they expect for their first time?
You go first, and then I'll tell you what I caught.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So I keep it different for every show, but I do like to, you know, I know the crowd are going to know a lot of these songs. When I performed in Hong Kong with Tiësto, like, I picked songs that I know that crowd are really going to resonate with. But in general, I give them all the hits and all the, you know, my Vassy records. I do like a mix, a show mix, and I have visuals and all that stuff.
I love that.
And I'll have a DJ behind me. I won't be Tiësto, obviously, on this one.
Surprise!
Yes, that would be nice.
One of the things I love seeing you perform live is when you get used to a song, the vocals of a song, specifically with your voice and everything, you think, oh gosh, now the artist is going to try to mimic that live, and it never sounds as good. It sounds even better with you live. Your vocals are insane live, and I think what's so great about Pride is you have these massive sound systems that just get the crowd going, and I think it's one of the few occasions where, as an artist, you can look out and everyone knows every single lyric, and it's just this big, fun celebration.
Yeah.
It was great. San Diego Pride was incredible. When she's singing, they're like, what's happening?
What's interesting, too, is I find that a lot of times performers who sing with DJs rely a lot on auto-tune just because it's a different sound. And your voice is so raw and so real. And so on top of those tracks, it's so fulfilling.
And it's big.
It's just lush, melty and delicious. Okay, so you're going to be at Vegas Pride this Friday
mm-hmm.
in Vegas, and it'll be the premiere of Trouble, the music video, and mm-hmm. your first time performing Trouble.
Yeah, my first time.
We are so excited. You have to follow Vassy on Instagram at VASSY. Do you want to set it up? Because we're going to play Trouble right now.
Absolutely. Hey guys, this is Vassy hanging out here with Channel Q, and you're about to hear my new single, Trouble.
Oof!
Now, this young lady named Bella Thorne, was she formerly like a Disney star or something like that?
Yes.
She's a young actor. And she just recently made headlines because she created a film in which there was actual, within the parameters of the short film, actual live intercourse in the film that she directed. And it debuted on Pornhub, which was quite shocking for a lot of her fan base to, try to wrap their brains around about how this big starlet, you know, in Hollywood would direct an adult film. But it was a film. Traditional film that mm-hmm. happened to have adult elements of it.
Yeah.
Now she's making headlines again for what?
So this is interesting to me, and it is really a wave of, I think, just the younger people really embracing their sexuality.
Honestly, you've never pleased me more than being in this leopard jumpsuit saying younger people embracing their sexuality. Who are you? I don't know what's happened to you. I don't know what golden girl you're trying to manifest.
You love anytime I wear this something. Stupid
no,
jumpsuit.
She's,
you
first
love
of all,
me.
She's not even sitting. She's standing up, dear listener.
With my hand on my hip.
Hand on the hip, elbow on the board, saying, let
white
me tell you
high type Converse.
About the young people in a leopard dress. She's basically the nanny straight out of like a fresh run.
Oh my God. I've in the turned sauna. Into that person.
You are, but carry on. The young
I
people.
I said the young people.
Tell me about the young people, Michaela.
Oh, I don't know. This is crazy. Crazy. Okay, I can't even do the story now with my red nails.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, she has this boyfriend.
Yeah.
She's been known to date a lot of different people. She's also come out as polysexual.
Okay, so she likes anything.
Yeah, anything.
Yeah.
So she has a boyfriend, but she was on social media and she posted a photo. She's in these high-waisted briefs and there's mm-hmm. a woman's arms wrapped around her.
Okay.
The woman happens to be Alex Martini, mm-hmm. and her boyfriend says she's very cute, and she responds with, "She's very cute. First girl I have dated that's camera shy." So apparently, she has her boyfriend long distance, and now she's cozying up with a girl that she's also dating. And I gotta tell you something. Honestly, I wish I was 21 years old
again.
So
she's in an open relationship with a guy and a gal.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
She's in an open relationship, so she has a boyfriend and a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. You know who has a boyfriend and a girlfriend, actually? And they were a guest on our show, was Flavia. Do you remember when Flavia came on the show and talked about her single? She also just recently opened up about being bisexual and polysexual as well. So this seems to be a new thing. I think that, honestly, with people getting so comfortable with their sexuality and it being so normal, also with being able to be non-binary. And
how do you navigate jealousy while dating two people? I don't care what gender.
No. Let me something. I was going to say, I wish I was 21, where I was back in my single days, where I could just date all kinds of people. Never going to happen.
You would be so neurotic.
I was more neurotic at 21,
Forget it. We're out.
I'm so jealous. Do you want to be in an open relationship?
I don't think we're open people.
No.
No.
We're no Bella Thorne.
No, but we can't step away and consider our life choices.
In my leopard jumpsuit with my red nails, my white Converse.
And talk about the young kids and what they're up to.
Hey, now.
The best in pop culture headlines coming to you right now. And what's popping? So, Michaela Gordon, what is popping?
All right, you guys, this story is kind of crazy. So, Ellen DeGeneres is responding to criticism over sitting with George W. Bush. So, over the weekend, friends of hers invited her and Portia to the Dallas Cowboys versus Packers game. That means nothing to me. And they sat in a box where a lot of different people of wealth and celebrities were. Ellen even said these people were very fancy and not like Real Housewives fancy, like actual fancy. And so there was a photo taken of her like laughing with George W. Bush, and people were really upset. So she said, "Listen, I'm friends with George Bush. And in fact, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. We're all different. And I think that we've forgotten that that's okay that we're all different. I wish people wouldn't wear fur. I don't like it, but I'm friends with people who wear fur. Just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them." She continued to say on her show, "When I say be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone. It does not matter." And I love that.
I think
that's great.
George Bush was on her show, and she sat right across from him during the marriage equality debate. And she was like, "You know, I know that we see differently on this issue." You know, so she's already confronted him about it. She's
done what she's needed to do.
Yeah, listen, the only way you can change hearts and minds is just being authentic. And she didn't back down then. And you know, listen, I think you and I have a bunch of friends that probably don't support marriage equality either, but you know, we still, what are you gonna do? It's like a friend and family. It's
Let
like to keep living your truth.
One of the people I am very, very, very close with has told me in her own way that she does believe in the Bible and does not know if I will go to heaven. At the end of the day, she cares very much about me. That is her opinion. Still hate it, but I, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you do can have differing opinions, and I'm happy she addressed that. All right, you guys, well, moving on. Speaking of hosts, Rachel Maddow, listen to this, joining the CW's Batwoman.
Oh my God, that show just got a whole lot more gay.
That show is so gay.
You know, she's trying to get close to Ruby Rose.
I love it. Stay away from Ruby, even though I don't have a crush on her anymore. I love it. I think that's great. I think it's nice to see somebody like Rachel Maddow go from MSNBC to acting on the CW.
And she may very well maybe playing a character like herself, like a news reporter, but still, it's good for visibility.
Still so fun. And it goes back to the conversation I think we had yesterday in regards to the sisters from Charmed going on Grey's Anatomy.
Girl, do you know that it's a whole, the ABC, it's a whole lineup. They're doing reunions on Girlfriends.
Love it.
Tracee Ellis Ross.
Love it.
The Girlfriends, the girls from her TV show, Girlfriends, are on an episode. ABC, the Goldbergs, have people from the Drew Carey show on there.
It's great.
They're basically doing a whole throwback for every single show.
Yes, this is fun. I love that. All right, you guys, well, that's some of the news in What's Poppin'. Now, coming up, Poppy and I went to Disneyland yesterday. Mm-hmm. We had such a good time. Now, usually we take trivia games before we go to an amusement park or before we do something or experience something. So we're going to try to give ourselves a chance to finally win.
Yes, some redeem.
We're going to do the trivia.
That's right.
Now that we've already been to Disneyland.
That's right.
So we'll see how it goes. Stick around with the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Coming up this hour, Trish Paytas, big YouTube sensation, social media star and influencer, comes out as trans. Not everyone is feeling it. Gigi Gorgeous, who is globally known for her journey on YouTube, sharing her modeling experiences, her makeup tutorials, you name it. It's the life of Gigi Gorgeous. She happens to be trans, and I think one of the most famous drag trans women that that are featured on so many drag videos. She's friends with, she married into the Getty estate. She married Nats Getty. So she is globally known. She's weighed in, and we have those comments. What literally Gigi Gorgeous said, we'll be talking about later this hour. Plus a little Disneyland trivia. How well did we pay attention to our surroundings yesterday as we went to go celebrate Halloween in the beautiful Disneyland and California Great Adventure?
Disney California Adventure and Disneyland.
There we go. Great Adventure, by the way, was like, it's an East Coast thing. Do you guys not have that out here?
No.
Huh? Yeah, it's fun. Anyway, what do you got planned today?
I don't know. Well, Lisa and I really want to go see the movie The Joker. We have heard so many crazy reviews, including Nick Alvarez from K-Rock. Mm-mm. People are just blown away. They're like, they're emotional. They're depressed.
Find someone with a rich mansion, get you a screener.
I know. But now I'm like kind of wanting to see it. I don't know. We'll see. We're still trying. We were apart for so long that we're like, how do we just do every single thing together as a date?
Well, I hear you. I'm like, well, the Justin's going back to Vegas today, later this afternoon, so enjoying the final hours with him. See,
what are you guys going to do?
I'm assuming gym and maybe
a
cuddle.
Who goes to the gym?
We do. I know.
When you're first, I didn't think I went to the gym for the first year. Me and Lisa were together.
It's so part of his DNA that I don't want to knock him out of his
system
too much this way. I don't want him to think LA visits are no gym time.
Right, okay.
And this visit for sure was definitely like the touristy thing. I'm like, there's things to do. We're not doing this all the time.
Right.
Because like it was, it was like, wow, fun, expensive the first time. But like after this, it's going to be normal, chill
time. No, it's going to go back to regular prices, honey. General admission, baby.
All right, well, it's time for some news on the beat. Michaela Gordon, what are people talking about?
All right, babe. Well, listen, extreme measures are being considered to protect the identity and safety of the whistleblower who filed a complaint against President Trump. It's still not clear if the whistleblower will end up talking to the committee, but in case that does happen, the House Intelligence Committee and the lawyers for the whistleblower are making plans. Those plans include using an offsite location, limiting Hill staff and members who would be present, and even disguising the individual's image and voice, sources told CNN. Meanwhile, Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, was set to appear in front of congressional committees. However, the State Department has ordered the ambassador not to appear. He's a key player in the next between Trump, Rudy Giuliani, and the new Ukraine administration, but doesn't have to show up. All right, guys, if you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday. You are celebrating it with Bruno Mars, who turns 34, and Bella Thorne, who's 22. Shout out to our Libras. Happy, happy birthday. Now, coming up, we had the best time at the happiest place on Earth yesterday, but were we paying attention, and is it really the happiest place on Earth? We'll be doing a little Disneyland trivia coming up next.
Yesterday, I did not get to get onto this ride. This is the music for the Haunted Mansion in Disneyland.
It was so good.
Fully decked out in the Nightmare Before Christmas vibe, right?
It was so good. Well, you know what's so funny? I've never done Disneyland for Halloween. But I particularly love Christmas as well at Disneyland. So it's the perfect way to mash it up. We waited for 1 hour while I snacked on my Ninja Turkey Jerky from Star Wars. And when we got in, it did not disappoint. It was so good.
So good. I thought about it. Instead, we did Cars Land.
Fun.
So fun. I think Justin had a good time. He got so competitive because this little kid came up at the end of Cars Land. Have you done it?
No.
It's you're like basically racing against another car. At one point, they give you a tour and you get this whole story and it's really cute. And then you go on a race with another car of another six people.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're waiting. The car pulls up. And this little kid who couldn't have been more than seven is sitting in the driver's seat. And like Justin looks at him and is like, you ready for this? Like he's giving like basically trying to egg this kid on.
Honestly, you know what? For anything older than five, it's fair. It's a fair game.
By the way, we won.
Congratulations. We won a 7-year-old.
Anyway, we did that, and we did the Toy Story game. Both had a good time.
Toy Story's fun.
Yeah, it was great. And then we wandered around Disneyland. Couldn't connect with you guys, and we were like, you know what? We have a dog issue.
Well, we were literally in line, and then by the time I got to you, you were like, no, we've been gone. We're on the 101, almost home. And I was like, what?
I know. I'm going to go for longer next time. But let's see how we do with some trivia game. Justin, our producer, has crafted a Disneyland-themed game. So off we go.
So doesn't everyone love Disneyland? I mean, come on.
Yeah, we love it.
So love Disneyland. I have all the questions here. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Michaela, you're up first.
Okay.
Michaela, in which city did Walt Disney originally intend to build Disneyland? Was it Los Angeles, California? Was it Anaheim, California? Was it Burbank, California? Or was it San Diego, California?
Burbank?
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Made sense, yeah.
Because of studios.
Yeah, it was meant to be right outside the studios. Jay?
Yes.
So back in 1955, way back in 1955, how many attractions were there on Disneyland's opening day?
Oh my gosh.
15, mm-hmm. 18, 20, or 22?
I want to say in my mind, my first thought is 15 because same. I think I want to lower the scale. But what if they had smaller attractions they're including and it's really 20?
Oh, I don't know.
See? All right. I'm going to go ahead and lowball it and I will say 15, even though my gut is saying 20. It's 20. 22? The
18.
Highest number.
It's 18.
Oh, 18.
Yeah. Huh. Right in the middle. Not bad. Michaela, how many current attractions are there in Disneyland Park?
Uh-oh.
Is it 35, 45, 55, or 50?
This is just in Disneyland.
Oh my God, I'm stressed. Say it again. Say the numbers again, please.
35, 45, 50, or 55?
45.
Well, that's...
Excuse me.
Sorry.
That was me.
It was actually 50.
Wow. It's a lot.
Yeah, you're still leading the 1-0 though, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most popular Disneyland souvenir? Is it the hat, the Mickey ears?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the Mickey balloon? Is it the sippy cup or the popcorn bucket?
Ooh.
That's tough.
That's tough. What's a good question? I didn't see as many Mickey ears as I thought. They've diversified their range of hats.
Right.
So not everyone had the Mickey ears, the classic ones I had. I was surprised at that because I'd upsold them so much. So much so that Justin was like, I don't really want them because no one else has them. I'm just going to get this regular hat that I can wear in real life. I'm going to go ahead and say the popcorn. I think, no, it's not.
What is it?
It was the Mickey ears.
Still?
Oh, it was? Still is the Mickey ears.
Wow.
Michaela? What is the fastest ride in Disneyland? Is it Splash Mountain, Space Mountain, Big Thunder Mountain, or Indiana Jones?
Oh, crap. I think it's Space Mountain.
I would guess that, too.
But there's also Hydra Space Mountain.
No, what's the answer?
Is it Splash Mountain?
It is Splash Mountain. That drop is...
Oh,
that doesn't count.
Okay,
that does not
whatever.
Count. The question says the fastest ride from beginning to end would be...
Space Mountain.
Space Mountain.
Yeah.
I didn't ask what was the fastest from beginning to end. I just asked what was the fastest.
It should have been phrased, which ride goes the fastest throughout the course of the... Because I thought that, and I disqualified the Splash Mountain because only a drop.
Same.
All right, well, keep moving.
Fine,
Michaela's still leading 1-0, but Jay, you can tie it up here. What was the original cost of a Disneyland ticket in 1955?
Oh, easy. That was...
Well, would you like some options?
Yeah, let's go.
It was 50 cents, $1, $5, or $10.
I feel like 50 cents in that era made sense, but maybe a dollar because
it was like expensive.
Well, it's gone on exponentially more, so I'm going to say a dollar.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's a dollar.
Could you imagine just going for a dollar?
Tied it up. Michaela, what fun surprise is inside the top of the Matterhorn ride? Is it a cinema? Is it a basketball court? Is it a jacuzzi? Or is it a... That's it.
Oh.
Okay.
The last one, it's cut
off. A cinema.
It's actually a basketball court.
Wow. Okay. Great.
The Matterhorn?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
The top of the Matterhorn ride is a basketball court.
I should have gone on that ride yesterday. I couldn't. The line was too long.
I thought it points up like a mountain apex.
Yeah. So they have the little basketball hoop in the half court, you know?
Wow.
Nice. Okay. All right. Go ahead and Jay.
Jay, how many ghosts are there in the Haunted Mansion? 100, 500, 999, or 1,500?
Okay, 100, 500. Well, here's the thing. The ghosts are projections, so you have to consider all of those.
Yeah, true.
Plus all the other ghosts that are...
Do not count how many actual ghosts there are in the ride. It's just what do they say is how many in the Haunted Mansion.
Give me the options again.
100, 500, 999, or 1,500.
Welcome on to the 100 ghosts that will get... what do you think? I'm going to say 100. That's not enough, but...
What is it?
999.
Oh,
comedically, think about it. Should have been that.
There's always room for one more.
That's right.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
Last round of questions. Michaela, I can't speak right now. The plants in Tomorrowland are all what? Are they all fake? Are they all edible? Are they all flowers? Or are they all trees?
Interesting. In Tomorrowland, they're all fake. They're all flowers.
They're all trees.
Eat them.
You can eat all the plants in Disneyland. In Tomorrowland.
What? Don't say that. Because I'll show up strutting tea. Listen, if I could save $14 off that churro, honey, I'm going to go eat all the flowers in Tomorrowland.
Did you have a $14 churro?
Yes, I did. I'm bitter about it.
Last question.
Sudden death.
Jay.
Okay, here we go.
Yes.
If you get this, you win.
Okay.
What store has never operated in Disneyland Park? Is it a jewelry store, an underwear store, a tobacco shop, or a video game store?
Wow.
Oh, it's what are the options again? Go through them.
Jewelry store,
mm-hmm.
underwear store, tobacco shop, or video game store.
So theoretically, you would think tobacco, but it was set up in the 50s.
Yeah, you could smoke
where tobacco.
Them.
Yes, that's out. Underwear. I don't know if they sell
risque.
It's a little risque, although you can get some Mickey, like Looney Tunes undies for the kid. You know what I mean, like a Mickey undies kind of thing.
Yeah,
Granimals kind of style. And then the last one, what was the other option?
There was tobacco
jewelry.
Shop, underwear, jewelry.
Jewelry
and
they currently
game.
Sell, and video games they currently have.
Whole store is dedicated to the shop.
The whole store would be underwear. I'm going to say they did not have a whole store for underwear.
Right.
They did. Wow.
They did not have a store completely dedicated to video games.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Tied 1-1. You guys did pretty well.
Yeah, that felt good. All right, you guys. Well, that was our Disneyland trivia. Again, thank you so much to Channel Q. Thank you so much to Disneyland. Sherry, you're also an angel. We had such a blast.
Yeah.
Now, coming up, we're talking about it. A social media influencer that is coming out as trans. And now Gigi Gorgeous is speaking on it as well. We're talking about it coming up next.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
So, interestingly enough, a social media star, Trisha Paytas. She's kind of known for being this wacky, kind of busty blonde, curvy gal.
I mean, she's sort of, you know, she's kind of like Anna Nicole Smith vibes
Very.
As well. Are you picking that
yeah.
up? And that was always kind of her thing, like a more voluptuous Marilyn Monroe.
Sure. And she loves just dressing up and high glam, very drag-esque, you know, influencer, beauty tutorials, fitness journeys. She promotes lingerie on her Instagram.
She's also been, and just because this will be important for the story, she has been very controversial in the past as well, because there have been many times where she, on her own social media, has said things only to retract them.
Okay.
Or, you know, it's similar to like how, you know, I told you I was on the keto diet. And then a week after I was like, I'm no longer on the keto diet.
Yes.
That's a lot of what her whole thing is
okay.
as well.
So with that in mind, Trisha, who presents as a cisgender, you know, straight female from basically if you follow her, that's kind of her vibe. And recently she started posting pictures in a sort of a pixie cut wig. Kind of Zac Efron-esque, kind of Peter Pan.
Totally Zac
wig.
Efron.
Yeah, yeah. She made some posts about it, and it was
she
all...
made a post that said, I thought I wanted to be with Zac Efron. Turns out I just wanted to be him.
Yes.
Which was a little
interesting. So now she's coming out saying that she is a trans man who expresses himself doing drag, and that he feels like a trans man, even though he presents completely cisgender female. Now, that's where the story gets a little murky because of, you know, Trisha's past. It just seemed very bizarre because in the past, Trisha's done things for attention. Listen to what Trish said in Trisha's own words, and then we'll take it over to Gigi Gorgeous after Trish and talk about what happened there.
I identify with men better. People always think like there's something wrong with me because I don't have like that many girlfriends. Like, I love girls. Like, I do love girls, and I love their sensitivity and all that stuff like that. But that's why I identify more as like a gay man, because I like guys, but I also identify as a guy, if that makes sense. The thing that kind of like stops it is I do love, which a lot of gay men do too, I do love like glam and voluptuousness. So in my head, I feel like I'm a transgender female to male, but also like a drag queen. That's kind of how I've like rationalized it in my head.
So now Gigi Gorgeous, who's internationally known because she's got this massive YouTube following, and she is an out advocate for the trans community because she herself is a woman of the trans experience. She recently married her longtime partner, Nats Getty, who is heiress to the Getty fortune.
Also, was a lesbian.
Yes.
And she is a lesbian.
And she is a lesbian now with Gigi Gorgeous. So transition in terms of, you know, identity doesn't always align with sexual desire or sexual preference.
Right.
So that being said, everyone, of course, was waiting on bated breath for Gigi Gorgeous to weigh in on this. You know, I don't know if Laverne Cox or anyone else did or India Moore.
I'm looking right
now. But for right now, we have what Gigi Gorgeous said after she spoke with Trisha on the phone just yesterday. Have a listen.
Throwing the term out, being transgender, should not be taken lightly. That is not an option that we have. This is a very serious topic at hand. And I firmly believe that when someone tells you who they are, what their label is, how they want to be identified, you have to believe that person. Because for me, when I came out as trans, it was a journey, bitch. Having people switch over my pronouns, switch over my name, really change my identity, essentially. Having people question that, being like, is she really? Trisha said, I am a transgender man, and that is exactly how I will view him.
So that's how we will view him too. Until, you know, until Trish says otherwise, I guess I will use the he pronoun for Trish. I mean, it's interesting because Trish presents so female, intends at this moment, based on the video I saw, not to have any kind of alterations. And Gigi, and that obviously we'd only play you a little bit for audio, but I encourage you to head on over to YouTube and look up Gigi Gorgeous, where she tackles this issue. She very much says that the being of the trans experience is not always in tandem with getting surgeries to alter your body. Many people choose not to. Many people's gender expression, it varies on the scale of masculine to feminine according to societal norms, but that doesn't necessarily mean that someone isn't trans because they have not had reconstructive work.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem here, most people would have taken to this very lovingly and openly. I think the problem is with Trish, they have changed their mind many times on very big issues. They have talked about and not necessarily mocked mental health. I believe in their mind they were experiencing something, only to retract the statements. And so people are really feeling like, if anything, this is the most inappropriate thing you can do if
now
you
listen,
plan on rolling this back.
Yeah, here's another piece too, which, you know, is still up for debate. The fact is, this might be, and what I loved about Gigi's video, Gigi talks about the beginning of her transition, Gigi Gorgeous's transition, and how it had many layers and levels to it. Much like Trisha's admission, we don't know where this journey will take Trisha. So if Trisha decides to have a name change, if Trisha decides to move forward or identify differently, we don't know. I'm hoping that Trisha doesn't retract the statement because I think it looks bad. On behalf of a community that is so underprivileged and underrepresented. And like, you know, Gigi said in their video that, you know, I think it was 18 trans women have been murdered in the U.S. alone this year. So it is a vital issue. And it's something that when someone identifies as trans, that we honor and respect them and be there for them.
Yeah.
The worst thing would be if someone really is transgender and feels like they are a man on the inside and you don't believe them. I don't know. I mean, I'd really like to have Trisha on the show. And I don't know if Trisha's ready to have such a thoughtful conversation because I think Trisha's still struggling with the language. But I'm curious to unpack the emotions around it because I'm sure Trisha's journey is being shared by many other people.
Yeah, I think it is too. Listen, I understand where people are coming from.
Hoping not to have a Rachel Dozell situation.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I just
Dozell,
really don't
you know,
want
the,
that.
The white
yeah.
woman who pretend to be black.
Yeah, we're not looking for that. Well, we're going to continue this conversation and throughout the rest of this week. So tune in. We are the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Well, it is the two of us here, but of course we're joined with our faves from Drop the Subject, Ali and Jared, who have the show right after us, in case you're just tuning in. It is the end of our Morning Beat time here. I'm thankfully going to go off and have a nice little day. By the way, guys, Disneyland, whole lot of fun.
I was going to say, how did it go?
It was kind of fun.
It was the best experience.
It was really hot. So good time to go. And by the way, I've learned that you need to go and get your ticket, scan it, and get all the fast passes through the app first. I didn't do that. So that was really
Yeah, okay. I've heard that app is the way to go for
now. I got two rides.
Yeah, the app
in
was
me
really good. We downloaded it on the way to the car. I'm sorry, I feel a little distracted because when you walked in, Jarrett whipped me in the face with his fake synthetic
with my ponytail.
Ponytail.
Sorry, we've been fighting all morning. See. It's fine. Whatever.
picking the imaginary hair out of your eye right, right. now.
Yeah,
that's
no,
great.
It's synthetic hair, so it kind of scratched your cornea.
Uh-huh.
No,
well.
Yeah, I'm excited about going to Disneyland. What is the app that
when
we need to get?
When are you going?
Though?
You have I to think download it to Disneyland. Friday.
Anyone, if you're going to any theme park, chances are there's
Disneyland.
An app for it, and that's how everything's done. There used to be paper fast passes. Now everything is digital.
Oh,
so that was cool. But you know what? Another thing that was great was it was just off the heels of Gay Days, which is this weekend.
Yeah.
So many same-sex couples or rainbow merch available. A lot of people wearing their, husband and husband Mickey shirts, holding hands in the park.
That's homosexual.
I know. It was a really inclusive environment. I was excited about that.
Oh, that's
very
good.
Nice.
But also, it was a not inclusive environment, and so we got to see many people from different walks of life, different outfits, different hairstyles, different situations. I gotta tell you, it's the
you're
best
making this sound like Walmart.
Place that people
isn't
watch.
That inclusive? You're
yeah.
like, no,
you said it was not
well,
inclusive.
Well, there was a few people that were giving me and Lisa some looks.
Oh,
some people that weren't so inclusive.
And I was like, lesbian.
Got it.
Was it Donald Duck? He seems lesbian. Like he might be a little.
Donald was a little ignorant, but
he's
it's
just
okay.
Like that guy is not wearing pants.
I like America. Yeah. No. I said thank you guys so much. I'm only here because my gay station sent me here.
I love it.
It was so fun though. You have to go.
I think I'm going on Friday. I'm trying to make it work. We were trying to go all as a family, but all of us have such crazy schedules with our producers. And
we
all
were
that.
At the same time. We didn't even see each other.
Yeah.
You did it?
Mm-mm. No.
How did that work?
Bro, you're waiting in those lines. Honey.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're in California Adventure Park and one's in Disneyland, you're not seeing each other. That's not a thing. It was so busy.
What's the good food situation?
Yeah, is there Halloween themed food yet?
I don't know. We ate Starbucks.
Oh, nice.
That's all you ate?
Well, we had a turkey sandwich thing. I did that, and then...
But you didn't see any Halloween themed foods?
No, I didn't get into the park. But then we got there, it was noon. Ish and got into the park. It was like 12:30, okay. And so then we left by 4:30.
I was gonna say, how long did you say? You didn't even do anything.
We got in two rides.
I was in line. I was like, I'm on my way to come see you, and he was like, we're gone. I'm on the 101. I'm almost home. And I was like,
well, that's my fault because I messed up. I didn't do the fast pass thing, so we didn't have everything. Would have been an hour plus to get on. So we were like, let's go see everything.
And then
take
you guys
all
have
the pictures.
To be in bed by like 2 o'clock in the
literally.
Afternoon.
Literally,
I get was, here in the morning.
Let me tell you something. I'm tired today. Did not get home until midnight.
Yeah, but she
we closed
doesn't
the
drive.
Park down.
Oh, you stayed there all night.
Yes. Well, we went to 33. We went to dinner.
Oh, how was it?
It was everything you thought it was going to be. It was unreal.
Justin's
it
head
was
is
so
about to explode. Like, I told you guys to
do
wrap.
Do the plates
well,
have 33
really
on them?
Yes, I took photos. Yes. It was amazing.
Listen.
Okay.
Tomorrow's going to be a great Woke Wednesdays because we're going to be chatting about the LGBTQ CNN thing that's going to be happening with the presidential candidates. Keep it here for Drop the Subject, which is coming up next. It's going to be super fun, and they have a lot of celebrity guests. I don't know.
I mean, huge celebrities.
Do you want to stay?
That's what I was going to say. I'll say daytime diva.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.